Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show, May the 9th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Luminate Bank. Mike Overson and his great team here in the Twin Cities, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Hope your weekend is starting off well. A happy Mother's Day, early Mother's Day to all the moms. Scott, good morning to you there, bud.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is a happy Mother's Day weekend to all the moms out there. We wish them a great Sunday with their family. And this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us through the whole hour till the top of the hour. Anything real estate and mortgage related, or if you just have a general question that you want us to answer, we can do that too. If you are too shy about calling in, just text us the question or write in your question if you're following us on any of the social media networks.
Yeah, again, 612-294-6949. Live here at the WCCO studio downtown Minneapolis. A lot going on with the real estate market here and the mortgage worlds, and we're going to dive into the real estate numbers here to see what's going on. Year over year, new listings were up almost 13%. So there were 13% new properties. Scott, 1,655 came on the market this past week. Pending sales up almost 7%. Wow, 1,120. Pending sales, and the inventory still increasing, up now 8.8% to 9,387. Scott, those pendings up 7%. What do you think?
Well, everything up. I think this is the third or fourth week in a row where we've been up, 12, 13% on new listings. And, if you've listened to the show for the last, 20 years, or for sure the last 5 years, We've been saying pay attention to these numbers. So a balanced market is about 18, 19,000 homes in the Twin Cities, equal amount of buyers, equal amount of sellers. So 100 homes is still a very heavy seller's market. But you have to remember, we've become used to 5,000, 5,500, 6,500 homes on the market at this time. And just to kind of give you an example of what that means, if you are in an outer ring suburb, I'll just use Lakeville because I've got a few listings going on in this price range. In that 600 to 900 range, a year ago, we'd be competing against about 4 or 5 homes. Right now in Lakeville, if you're listed between 6 and 750, you're competing against 37 homes.
Mm.
That's a lot. I mean, right. It's not 3 or 4. It 37 is a, people can show homes. They can make decisions. You're not seeing the multiple offers like we were in that price range. Now versus that, I've got clients in the $1.5 million to $2.5 million range. And the last 4 homes we've written on in that million-ish range have all gone to multiple offers. So it's a very interesting market out there depending on the price range you're in. So from the buyer standpoint, if you're representing a buyer, take a look at that. How many homes are out there? What is the pressure that home is really getting before you just jump in with a full price offer because you've been used to that? And on the selling side, be very cautious. Look 30 days back, not 4 months when you're looking at value, and that will give you a better idea.
Yeah, really good point, Scott. Again, market data, very important depending upon city, depending upon price point, depending upon school district, depending upon the type of property, single family, twin home, townhome, condo, all very important things that your agent should be helping you to really digest. And I think, Scott, that's maybe what's also a little bit hard, too, is for not only for the consumer, most importantly, but for agents, too, to understand. They'll see a lot of activity. They'll hear these stats. Then they'll have a listing, sit for 45 days. And they're like, what's going on?
What's going on? Yeah, it really is determined on the area and the price range. So another example, an agent on the team, very good agent, Suzanne Joy, has been working with a million-plus buyer, out-of-state buyer, and she's written on 2 or 3 properties in the million to million-4 range, and they've had 8 to 9 offers on each one. That's in that Edina area. So, again, depending on where you're at, just make sure you're looking at what's occurring. Take a look at the listings selling in the last 2-3 weeks. Are they going to highest and best, or are they not?
Hey, Scott, interesting question. Again, you can text us really with anything. Don't be bashful, and as I say, there's never any dumb questions. This is an kind of a fun one. It says, what's the most interesting thing you guys have seen in a home showing?
Oh, my gosh. I've got...
Do you have anything fresh?
I'm trying to think of something PG.
Something
PG.
Yeah, please keep it PG.
Trying to think of something PG.
Otherwise, Ryan's got to use the delay.
Yes.
The delay. What is it, Ryan? Is it like a 3-second delay?
Yeah, we call it the dump button, and I think it's like 7 or 8 seconds. So if you say something untoward, not fit for the FCC, then I just hit that, and then, you know, no one knows what Scott said.
Suddenly, it's like dead space.
No, I can fit this one in. So this... This is a better one. I've got a couple of them, but this is a great one. So it was probably my second or third year in real estate, and I was showing a young couple.
So 1972.
I was showing a young couple homes in Apple Valley. Let's call it 123 Walnut Street. And so we're walking in. The seller is in the garage working. And I said, hey, sir, this is Scott with Edina Realty. We're here for a 2 o'clock showing. And he's like, great. You know, thanks, guys. And so we go in. We're in the house for 10, 15 minutes. My people love it. And so after about 15 minutes, the guy comes in. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing here? And I said, I'm with Edina Realty. We've got a showing set up between 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock. He's like, my house isn't for sale.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, I said, this is 123 Walnut Street. He's like, no, this is 123 Chestnut.
Oh, and
so the house that was for sale was behind him. And I'm thinking, well, dude, why did you let us go in your house? And not only that, but why did you let us stay in there for 15 minutes? You
know, what a nice Minnesota.
Super nice guy. He's like, hey, what are you guys doing here again?
Well, by the way, why are you in my garage?
I mean, oh, no, that was a funny one.
Oh, man. Hey, we're already up against a break. We'll keep the discussion going. Again, you're welcome to join us with any questions. Really at all. We welcome the questions. A happy early Mother's Day to all. 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We'll be back after the break. Hey, Scott, Charlie, before we continue our discussion of the weirdest things we've seen in homes during showings, Scott, it is time for a minute of hope. A little bit of hope. We all need, especially Mother's Day weekend. Last weekend was our grand opening of the St. Bridget House of Hope in Bloomington. This is the second home with the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. It's transitional housing, helping families, individuals who are struggling, going through a variety of hardships. Had a wonderful open house last weekend. A big thanks to so many folks who stopped out, helped, donated, supported, and had a wonderful family this week who moved in. Very hardworking individuals with full-time employment, but have had a number of bad things happen. They have 3 small children, just a great weekend. And so thank you to everybody. I just want to say thanks. A fun weekend, Scott. St. Bridget House of Hope. Next one's going to be St. Scott.
Yes, the house of ill repute, they'll call it. Yes, I think that'll be a big.
I bet there's a Saint Scott.
I think that'll be a big hit. That'll be a big hit.
It'll
have like strobe lights in the bedrooms, and I know that kind of house. It is so cool what you guys do, and the fact that it's local and you can, you know, kind of touch it, feel it. You know who the people are. You can see them getting the help. It's just awesome.
Yeah, appreciate everybody's support. Thank you. And we've been talking a little bit about the weirdest things in a home showing. Scott, you mentioned you went into the basement once and it was flooded. And what was in the basement?
It was like 1999 or 2000, and it was an old home in St. Paul. And when we walked in, I knew it was wet. You know, you can smell that it's wet.
You knew it was wet.
So I go to the basement, and there's water 6 feet up the basement.
No
stairs.
Way.
Yes. And so when I looked under it, there is a younger gentleman in a little duck boat netting koi.
That's the weirdest thing.
It was. And so when I called the agent.
Asking for feedback?
I called the agent with feedback. He said, oh, yeah, no, I know. I'm aware of that.
Really?
I was like, okay, well, I don't know how you're going to sell it, but yeah. I mean, that was again, 1999, so a long time ago.
Interesting times. Hey, we need to do a mortgage update. Please save us, Charlie Dufour with Luminate Bank. Charlie, we talked real estate. What's going on? Give us a little update. What's cooking mortgage-wise there, friend?
I mean, what we're seeing right now, Ryan, is just, you know, quick mortgage update. Rates ended the week slightly lower with the 30-year fixed right around that mid-6 range. With the Fed still on pause, and obviously with rates moving around daily, the market's staying steady for spring buyers. Here in Minnesota, as more listings hit the market, especially around the Twin Cities, buyers who act now often have more choices in negotiating power as they would once drop rates as competition heats up.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Charlie. That's a really good point. We talk about it on the show all the time. People are so interest rate driven, and again, a lot of people now have lived through that 2001 period where rates were at 2.7%. So that's still in their brain that that's a reality. I would argue that it's not, but nonetheless, that rate it still exists. So people are waiting for that high 4%, low 5% rate to happen. The problem with that is you're buying in a market that is, so if you're looking at a house right now at 6.5 and it's 400 grand, if rates drop to 4%, that house is now going to be 435 grand. Lower payment, but you're paying more for the house. You would argue that you're buying a payment. And so what you're talking about is you buy a house now at 400 at the 6.25 rate. You wait 18 months for rates to go down.
Right.
Then you lock in at 5%. Now you've bought a house for what it's worth and you have a good rate.
Exactly. I mean, that's what buyers are doing to win right now is they're using smart strategies and they're refinancing later. I mean, obviously right now you've got, you know, 2 times the competition, but as the rates decrease and brings buyers out, you got your 10x your competition. So those houses are selling for 10, 20% over list.
That's right. Yep.
Hey, I had an interesting question, Scott. This one says, hey guys, just curious, what's your Saturday morning routine like? Show preparation, materials, props, getting ready for the show, driving to the studio. How smoothly does preparation often go, Scott? What's your routine?
Well, it's grueling. Yeah, it's a grueling routine. So I get up at 5:30. I start to show prep. Go through all. We don't do anything,
Scott.
We don't do any show prep. We come in about 5-10 minutes before the show is going to start. We talk about what we're going to do. Charlie brings in his notes. And then, you know, it's a live show. You guys make the show. I mean,
yeah.
the more interactive it is, the funner, the better show it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we have a little idea of what we're going to talk about in general, but not a great.
Yeah, from the years of doing the show together on different stations, it's interesting because we had just a great person, wonderful longtime radio personality in the Twin Cities, Kelly Guest.
Kelly Guest, yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, who's just a great, wonderful human. And Kelly did a great job those first few years where we would have a 2 to 3 hour prep time of topics, things that we would hit. And it was good. It was very good. But we also find that the show goes by really quickly. And to Scott's point, what often made the best show is, you know, listeners commenting on different relevant things. And so, yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that, though, because it is, you know, you want to have a good product that people will enjoy. But if we droned on for an hour about interest rates or real estate, people would quickly unplug and say, thank you, no thanks.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Kelly was awesome. She would have a detailed, like in section one, we're going to do this and we're in section two. The problem is we're such short-term, you know, attention span guys that we'd only get to 20% of what she'd have. We'd be off on these tangents. But it was nice to kind of keep you on pace.
Yeah, interesting question. It says, guys, what is the one home feature that no matter the price that you wish you could have in your own home? What is the one home feature that you wish you could have in your, like anything, I'm guessing they're thinking, whether it's like a hot tub or a sauna or a pool. Ryan, how about you, bud? How about you? Thinking about you, what is one thing you could have in your home?
You just named them, hot tub and sauna.
Yes.
Right there. That's what I want. And I know you can get those installed, like the really professional saunas, and then the hot tub. I mean, then I would never leave. You'd never see me again.
You should get a hot tub, Ryan.
I agree. Help me finance it.
For me, it's bowling alley and axe throwing alley. I mean, I got to have both.
Yes.
A bowling alley?
And an axe throwing
You're
alley.
You're seeing that in a lot of the really upper bracket homes. Isn't that crazy for folks thinking you have a bowling alley? And in a lot of the upper bracket homes, there's bowling alleys now.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm trying to think of the homes I've lived in. I've lived in a ton. Probably my favorite feature was one of the homes I had that was on acreage. We had a really, really cool outside three-season porch.
Oh.
Fireplace, TVs. And we found that we spent a lot of time out there. So that was probably a cool feature. Also, along with what Ryan was saying, swimming pool. We had a pool at that same house, and all the kids, you know, like to Charlie's point, hosting the prom party, all the kids were always at our house. I preferred that. You knew where everybody was at. You knew where your kids were at. So probably the pool and the screened-in porch.
I think I just wish I had a barndominium.
Yes, well, dare to dream.
Scott
Mr.
is going
to
be—he's going to start a company or like a website or something.
Make fun all you want.
Hey, I'm not saying you shouldn't. I said maybe you should, Charlie. Charlie, you got any thoughts about barndominiums?
I mean, they are becoming more popular.
Really? Well, there's a shocker. God, I wonder if there's a real estate agent that might have mentioned that once or twice.
Yeah, I mean, they're.
Charlie's like, how do I follow up with that? Oh, man. Some interesting questions. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. There is something nice about a hot tub, though, to Ryan's point. You see that a lot where people, that's a really, the sauna is a super nice, the pool, you know, knowing people, you know, with pools. Just trying to think of other really big picture things that people just love. You know what I mean?
When I built a house in Credit River and the price was getting more than I wanted to spend on it. So I was getting irritated. So I took out, basically what it amounted to, a gym underneath under spancrete. So it was going to have 11-foot ceilings, a sealed door. It was going to be an actual, you know, gym for the kids. I did not do it. And I always wish I would have. Because it wasn't that, you know, it wasn't that expensive, but you know, everybody has their threshold where you just are tired of it. And I pulled it out. I wish I would not have done that.
Yeah. Very good comments. Question 612-294-6949 is how you can join us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Every week we'd like to feature a few listings. Carl Ritzman has one, a very nice property in Cannon Falls. 642 Union Court in Cannon Falls for $395,000. Carl says that all the living features are on the main floor. It backs up to Gemini Nature Reserve, has all sorts of wildlife near the Cannon Golf Club, the Cannon Valley Bike Trail, all the hiking and walking. Lots of updates, updated kitchen, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and there's many east-facing windows bringing lots of natural light with gorgeous views. 5-bed, 3-bath, over 2,500 square feet. Again, $395 for that one, Scott. 642 Union Court.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question before the break since people are asking questions of us. What do you think the major feature, selling feature of a house is? What do you think the major feature, selling feature of most houses are? Go ahead and type in your response or text it to us.
Yeah.
And we'll handle it when we get back. So out of everything in the house, what do you think you get the biggest bang for your buck, the biggest boom that sells most houses?
Yeah, really good question. Text it 612-294-6949 or call us at any point, too. We had a couple before the break. My favorite home feature says outdoor patio with kitchen.
Yes, that's it. That is.
This is a cool one. Another one. This listener says outdoor kitchen.
Yes.
Is there a number one? So that's a thing. Rye, you're nodding your head, bud. You're thinking about that.
Well, I got a good friend with an outdoor kitchen, and boy, they're fun to visit. The pizza oven back
there,
the whole setup. I mean, my goodness.
I'll tell you, down in New Prague, our buddies, the Camish family, I'm thinking of my buddy Mike Camish, Paul Camish, they had this home, this kind of early 1900s home that they refinished, and they had a pizza oven on the side. Everybody loved going to the Camishes.
Oh, sure. You betcha they're right. If they're in New Prague, come down here to get some at the pizza oven.
The pizza oven. Hey, we're at the halfway point. You can interrupt us at any point, 612-294-6949. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and a happy Mother's Day to all of the dear mothers out there. I hope it's a great day. Tomorrow, a special note for my mom. We're getting together today. Love you, Mom. A very, very happy birthday or happy Mother's Day to you. To my dear mother-in-law, Sue, as well. Sue Kane. Sue, love you and hope it's a great day for you tomorrow. My sister, Mary. Sister-in-law, Mary. So many great mothers, Scott.
Yep, all the mothers in my life, my two ex-wives, Andrea and Jen, we're all getting together on Sunday. And, of course, my lovely mother, Mary, and she's in Champaign, Illinois. And actually, she's coming up for our daughter's baby shower on the 23rd, Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, so we'll be able to see mom.
Yeah, love your mom.
Yes, incredible person.
Yep, she is indeed. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Jamie Novak has a great property, Scott, in Chaska. This is 3863 Founders Path, $693,000. It's an expansive property, open concept, main floor. It's got a private owner's suite, oversized walk-in closet, five-piece bath, dual maintenance-free decks. Wow. Large flat tree-fenced-in yard, move-in ready. And it's got a gourmet kitchen with a 10-foot island. $693,000, 3863 Founders Path in Chaska, Scott.
Very, very nice. So the question before the break was, what part of the house is the most important, gives you the most bang for the buck when you're selling, you know, the main feature that people look for when they're buying a house? And we had a lot of really good answers. Jennifer Tischlander said kitchen. We've got about four or five kitchens. We've got about three master bedrooms. And then we had one that's interesting, said 10-foot ceilings in the basement, which is interesting. You know, I would tend to agree with Jennifer Tischlander on the kitchen.
Tischlander.
Tischlander. I'm sorry, I butchered that. Incredible agent. She's right. When you go into a kitchen, it normally in the, kind of in the center of your house, it normally is a big item. If you haven't updated it through the years, it will kill your sale. If it's an incredible, if it's done incredibly, it will definitely put you above. You got to remember that the majority of home decisions are made by the woman, and a lot of times kitchens are important.
This interesting question here. We're getting a few interesting ones, a little on topic, some off topic. This one, maybe Ryan, we're going to have you go first here. Okay, no pressure. But what's something that your parents said growing up that you now say yourself?
Oh, my gosh.
What's something that your parents said growing up that you now say yourself? That's a good one. I think something came to mind for me. Rye, do you have anything that comes to mind?
Nothing I can say on air. Not at all. And taking a certain Lord's name in vain comes to mind, too.
I try
to stay away from that these days, but that pops out.
Charlie or Scott, do you guys have anything that comes to mind?
Well, I have one. It is, I can't say that one. How about it is what it is? My dad used to say it is what it is.
So Bob O'Neill, the late, as he would say, small town attorney, would always say, be brief, be blunt, and be gone. In other words, kind of get to the point. Be brief, be blunt, and be gone. Dad would always say that. That was kind of a Bob O'Neill-ism.
My dad had one that always stuck with me. It was more what he said is, learn how to do the things that you don't want to do extremely well.
Hmm.
And that will set you up for life. Meaning, if it's a task that you don't want to do, not only do you do it, but you do it extremely well. You learn to kind of push through the misery. And I think that's a good life lesson. So that was his big thing.
Interesting question that says, comment. Bill Ebert, great agent on the Minnesota real estate team, says he's talking about the walkout basement.
Yep.
For those of us that have furry family members, thoughts about that with a walkout basement?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a big sale for a lot of people. You know, it's interesting. 20 years ago, I would have said that walkout basements were, I would have said maybe 80% of people preferred walkout basements. I don't know if other people that are listening agree with this, but I've seen kind of a shift over the last 10 years where safety becomes an issue for some people. They don't necessarily want somebody to be able to walk in their basement, so they're going more to
lookout
basements. Because before it was walkout, 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 and that's kind of changed.
Yeah, again, had a good question that says, any suggestions for a new buyer? And then the texter would also say, the best feature I look for is an in-law suite. Home in zoning allows can be turned into multi. My dad said, I'm not a know-it-all, but I'm not. Wait, my dad said, I'm not a know-it-all, but I'm not a know-nothing.
That reminds me of another one my dad said.
Have you heard that?
Yeah,
I'm not a know-it-all,
but I'm not a know nothing.
My dad used to say, Scott, just because your head's shaped like a bullet doesn't mean. Wait a minute. Just because your head's shaped like a bullet doesn't mean you're. Oh shoot! I'm butchering.
You lost it.
Yeah,
said shaped like a bullet.
Yeah, doesn't mean you're something. And I can't remember what the something was.
Suggestions for a new buyer. What I would say is find a very good agent that you like and trust. Someone who is low pressure, helpful, kind, patient, knows the market, knows the business, and can guide you through the transaction. Obviously, there's a lot of wonderful companies, a lot of great teams in the Twin Cities. That agent is really important to help you through the process. If you're looking at homes, let's just say $500,000 and under, it can be very, very competitive. And having a sharp cookie on your side to help you through the process will help you get that home. And so that is probably the suggestion I would say. Scott, any other suggestions for
that
buyer?
I just remembered, just because your head's shaped like a bullet does not mean you're a big shot. He's always saying,
what is that?
It means just because you're, meaning don't think you're too cool for school.
Yes.
That was his way of saying, just because your head's shaped like a bullet doesn't mean you're a big shot.
Ryan, did you think of one?
Sometimes we say to anything, you know, something may bad happen to you. My family is big hockey players. We just say, well, that's hockey. You know,
that's hockey.
Could have crashed my car on the highway, and everything. Everyone's fine,
and
insurance. That's hockey.
That's a super good one. Very interesting. This one says, guys, what do you think the best town to live in Minnesota is?
I know,
that's interesting.
I know what the best town.
Best town according to what?
According to the national, we were number one, or it was number one about 3 years ago. It was Duluth. Duluth was the number one. They classified it as a town, not as a city, to live in the United States for low crime, income, real estate market, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
Duluth, Minnesota.
Best town to live in. Charlie, do you have anything that comes to mind for you if you think about a best town?
Probably Hugo.
Tell me why.
Because I grew up there.
Tell me more.
I grew up on Highway 61 watching the train go by every single day, and man, was it a selling feature when I sold that house.
I bet so. That's a dream. That's a dream.
Was it? There was a train close by?
Yeah, right on Highway 61.
Well, I'll tell you, and again, that's a thing. As a new buyer, you know, I made the mistake. The first property that I bought in 2000 is on a super busy road, and I loved living there. I paid full price for this property. And loved living there, but when I resell that thing, that's going to be an issue. And so sometimes those things that you just don't think about, busy roads, train tracks, smells, lots of different things with houses. It's always location, location, location.
Yep, I think one of the most scary things a buyer can say is it doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me. Yeah, well, you know what? We probably shouldn't buy this one, Joe, because it backs to County Road 6. Oh, it doesn't bother me. Well, it might not bother you, but it bothers every single person that's going to want to buy the house in the future. So a lot of times your job as a real estate agent isn't to sell homes. Homes sell themselves. Somebody walks in, they fall in love with the house. Your job a lot of times as a real estate agent is to make sure they don't make a buying mistake.
This is interesting. Just looking here, even online, response to that question of some of the best towns in Minnesota, according, again, just searching, it pops up Edina,
yep.
Upscale, strong schools, close to Minneapolis, very established, Wayzata, beautiful Lake Minnetonka lifestyle, walking downtown, luxury feel, Eden Prairie, oftenly ranked highly for families, parks, schools, jobs, Lakeville, very fast growing, family oriented, newer housing stock, Maple Grove has got shopping, restaurants, strong suburban amenities. Woodbury, Scott, new developments, good schools, strong East Metro growth. Stillwater, charming river town, historic feel. Duluth, incredible nature outdoors, Lake Superior views. Rochester, very stable economy due to Mayo. Shoreview, quieter suburb with highly rated schools. St. Louis Park, younger professional vibe, close to Minneapolis. A lot of good places.
Well, there really is, and that's one thing for any of us, and I know there's agents that are listening to the show that have done a lot of relo. I have too through the years, and everybody comes kicking and screaming when they're a relocation. They don't want to come here. It's cold, blah, blah, blah. None of them want to leave because you got to remember that it doesn't really matter what city you're living in. The schools are great. Most other states, you have to put your kids in private school. It's a disaster. We don't have that in Minnesota. Whether you're in Eden Prairie or Lakeville or Excelsior or Woodbury, they're all great schools.
Hey, before the break, have one other listing. David Meyer has one in Andover, 3118 139th Avenue Northwest for $525,000. It's 5-bed, 4-bath, 3-car garage, a 3,200, over 3,200 finished square feet. It's a 2-story brick and stucco home. The main level, great for entertaining, has an expansive living and family room areas, an open concept kitchen with informal and formal dining. The primary suite has a private ensuite bath, 3 generously sized bedrooms, full bathroom. The lower level has a second family room, 5th bedroom, versatile space for a home office, gym, hobby area. And this home is situated in a low traffic neighborhood, David said. Walking distance to schools, 3118 139th Avenue Northwest in Andover. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate that. Scott, we got a couple listings to hit. Miss Laura Antolik's got one in Farmington, 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington for $329,900. This is a 2023 end unit townhome. Great community, 3-bed, 3-bath, versatile loft space for an office or flex space, upper-level laundry. It's got an open floor plan, lots of windows, natural light, gourmet kitchen, quartz countertops, white cabinets, stainless steel appliances, a large center island and LVP floors. It's got an extra-large primary bedroom with a private bathroom with dual sinks and a large walk-in closet. It's a gem, she says, move-in ready, 21902 Denton Avenue in Farmington. $329,900, Scott.
Very nice. I've got one in Lakeville, 16461 Equestrian Trail in Lakeville, actually District 196, so Apple Valley Schools. It is a Rambler, built in 2007 by Robert Thomas. 3-bedroom, 3-bath, walkout, great lot. It's in the Spirit neighborhood, so you've got your own pool, miles of walking paths, extremely cool house. Check that out, 16461 Equestrian Trail in Lakeville, priced at $675,000.
One last one. Cecilia Giron has one in Little Canada. She's doing an open house today, 12-2, 2-bed, 1-bath condo in Little Canada. It's on the 3rd floor, private balcony, overlooking lush greenery. The condo also features an indoor pool, barbecue area, walking trail, underground heated parking. Plenty of guest parking, $139,900 for this condo. It's 183 Little Canada Road, 183 Little Canada Road. Open house today, 12 to 2, guys.
You almost sounded French when you said her name. Cecilia Giron.
Giron. Yeah, you like that. Hey, we do like working with Charlie Dufour, Luminate Bank. Great guy, very kind-hearted individual, wonderful father. Who is having tonight? There's like 60 Forest Lake folks coming over tonight. What's going on tonight? Is that the right number?
Calling all chaperones. We need your assistance tonight, approximately 8:30 at my house. We've got an after prom party happening, Ryan.
Yes.
And it's just me and my wife right now, so we're going to oversee 60 kids. So
wow.
We might need some help. What are you doing later?
Wow. Count me in. I'm a helper.
Brian's a helper. He'll go.
Yeah, we will stop out. Very cool, though. But, Charlie, again, you're doing a wonderful job, folks.
Thank you.
Questions about refinances, purchases, really anything at all. You're doing just a very nice job, Charlie, helping all the agents on the Minnesota real estate team, other brokers, other teams, really doing a wonderful job.
Well, thanks, Ryan. It's a great opportunity. When you were talking about first-time home buyers, what do I do? Obviously, engaging with an agent that can help you kind of start that path, go down that path with a respectable agent that can give you some guidance, but obviously spending time with a reputable lender that can give you some upfront education on how best to proceed with your purchase, I think is very important as well.
Yeah, you know, Ryan and I, we've talked off air quite a bit about this, you know, what makes a great real estate agent. And I've been pretty, forward with, I believe there's 3 things. You know, you have to be likable out of the gate. We've talked about this. You have to have good presentation skills, et cetera, et cetera. One of the things that that I believe is an intangible is you don't need to be rude, but you do need to have a directness to you. because a lot of real estate is advising your client, and sometimes it's saving your client from themselves. And sometimes they don't do this every day. Maybe their thinking is a little bit off. And unfortunately, a lot of agents waste a lot of time for their sellers and money or buyers not having the ability to just lay it out the way that it is. And if you can't do that, or if you're working with a buyer that isn't open to that, or you're an agent that just can't get yourself to do it, work on it, because it really does save a lot of wasted time, and your clients will appreciate it at the end.
Be brief, be blunt, and be gone.
That's it. That's it.
Hey, I've got a nice comment from Gage Hartman. Gage is a great agent on the Minnesota real estate team. Gage, thank you to you and your dear fiance. You stopped out to the St. Bridget House of Hope grand opening last weekend. He did a training, guys, on AI for us. A really nice training, Charlie. Wasn't that awesome what Gage sharing how he's using AI as a top real estate agent here in the Twin Cities, last year's Rookie of the Year for the team?
I agree. That was awesome. I mean, the one thing that keeps going through my mind about AI is AI is not going to replace you, but somebody
using AI
will.
This is interesting. What is the best local restaurant no one knows about in the Twin Cities?
Oh, my gosh.
Best local restaurant nobody knows about in the Twin Cities? Ryan, you're a foodie. You got a, or anything that comes to mind, maybe they do know about it. We'll give a little more conversation here. What do you think?
Well, I'm partial to the Narrows in Orono, Navarre area. You know, it just kind of looks like you could drive right by it, and, you know, you wouldn't even notice it, but they have some of the best food, best music, best drinks, and, you know, only it seems like only the locals hang out there, and, you know, maybe we should keep it that way. You know, it's got a pretty good thing. Don't ruin it. We don't want to get too busy.
I've got a good one for people that live in my area know this place, but a lot of people do not, and it's worth the drive, is Gary's in Lakeville. And Gary's is owned by some friends of ours, but they used to own the fish house in Uptown. So a lot of their menu is similar, fresh seafood daily. Monday they have oysters on the half shell for a buck an oyster, which is a great deal. Just really, really good food. Gary, who is the manager and the restaurant's also named after him, runs the place and does it well. So Gary's in Lakeville.
Gary's in Lakeville. Charlie, what do you think, bud?
Well, there's a place up in Forest Lake. It's Mediterranean cuisine. It's called Soha's Cafe. They're brand new, and it's a family-owned restaurant, and it's all Mediterranean food, and it's truly incredible. My wife and I went there the other night. She got the Greek salad, and I got the breakfast burrito at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Amazing. Huh. Amazing. I want to go back right now. In fact, I am going there right after this.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of agents on the real estate team, Ryan, I'd like to say congratulations to Amanda Anderson. Amanda Anderson, brand new agent on the team.
Yeah. First year.
First year, killing it. I just noticed her name. I hadn't been paying attention. She's way, way up on the list. Over $4 million this year so far as a new agent. That's a clip.
Yeah.
So congratulations to Amanda Anderson for doing a great job.
Yeah, really doing a nice job indeed. A couple restaurants. You guys heard of Gus Gus? It's a Rye. Tell me about it.
I've been there, and I swear to God, I think it was the best burger I've ever had.
Talk about Gus Gus.
It's in like this apartment, and you kind of go down. It's small. You go and not a whole lot of people can fit in there. It's dark, but really, I was blown away by the quality of the burger there, Gus Gus in St. Paul.
So what makes a good burger to you?
It was like the thinner patty, and then it was just so juicy and flavorful and simplicity. I think it's getting a little too complicated with the burgers sometimes.
I agree.
You know, it's all about the beef, and they were all about the beef there at Gus Gus. It was wild. It was so good.
You've been to Gus Gus, Scott. Yeah. Are you thinking about it?
I'm going to have to try it out now, Gus Gus.
Have you guys been to Chimborazo?
No,
it's an Ecuadorian food. It's in Northeast. It says that food people absolutely love, but there's many casual diners still haven't heard of it. It's constantly mentioned as a hidden gem on discussions on Reddit.
Huh.
It's called Chimborazo. It's Latin American Ecuadorian food in Northeast. How about that?
Huh, I don't have any idea what Ecuadorian food is, but it sounds sounds very good.
Hey, my favorite town I didn't get to answer is probably New Prague. down in New Prague. Love New Prague. Love the folks of New Prague. Growing up there, mom is still in town. Mary's in town. My sister, my brother-in-law, Doug. Love New Prague. And maybe one day I'll move there. I don't think my dear wife Kathy is.
Kathy's not moving to New Prague. I'll end the illusion right now.
You'll end the illusion. It would be fun. Hey, Charlie, best way for people to reach you?
You can call me at 651-677-0688 or applywithcharlie.com.
Yeah, great job, bud. We love having you on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. Have a great Saturday.
Yeah, you too. Scott, last thought?
No, just everybody get out there. It's going to be a great weekend. Plug into real estate if you're doing it. Applywithmike.com or reach out to Charlie and then get you approved.
Yeah, and a happy Mother's Day to all mothers. We know how much hard work it is. Hopefully you can take the day off, relax, get spoiled. You deserve it. On behalf of all of us at the Minnesota Real Estate Show, happy Mother's Day to each of you. Take care and enjoy.